Paul, you had a number of veterans that didn't take the morning skate that we were expecting to. Will they?
Yeah, they're going to play today. We want them on the ice once, and this is an unusual time of year. They'll go 8-9 days without not being on the ice, so the morning skate was an option. It's something I'd like to see our team think about, our players think about.
Tyler Myers, obviously excited to get back into a regular routine today. Mentioned that you guys had a good talk, and just excited to be a Jet again.
He looks just excited to be back doing his job with not the weight of the world or an injury on his mind. He's been outstanding in his play right from, you know, there's a lot of veteran guys come in and kind of dread the first 4 or 5 days, and he was like a rookie trying to make the team. He was all over the ice and looked big and strong, so I'm happy for him.
Paul, this first time you really had a goalie who kind of likes to play the puck. What are some of the benefits and maybe challenges as Steve kind of gets used to?
You can be quite a bit more aggressive standing at the line, knowing that you're going to see some, it forces more dumb pucks, which you would be happy to have if your goaltender can come out and move it. It's a challenge early, right? That communication and some of it's just going through reps with your defenseman. It's not easily acquired. So getting that with the NHL guys, where he wants to put it, how he wants to play it against different forechecking schemes that they'll see, I'm all for it. The goalie can get out and stop it. That's one or two breakouts a period, which can change the course of the game.
Plan B to play the entire game?
I'm sorry?
The plan going in?
It'll be really the same plan that we have with Howie. It'll all depend on the number of pucks he sees and how he's feeling.
Sammy Niku getting his first taste tonight. What kind of adjustment does he have to make on the small rink? Do you kind of pair him with someone with experience, or how do you kind of...
Yeah, he's going to play with Dustin tonight, and he's just got to move the puck quicker. And for defensemen, the heavy going is part of it, but those guys... Usually by the time they have pro, they have already a starting understanding of how to play bigger men. They're going to get a whole different set of bigger men because these guys can skate a little bit, so that's an adjustment. But on big ice, the defensemen, especially with less aggressive forechecking systems that you see in Europe, there's way more time for the D just to be casual about what they would do with the puck. Bring the puck back, let your team change, wind it up, and that is completely different. But he's seen a lot of pucks. I mean, if there's the one thing our defense has seen, a lot of pucks in the corner that they have to go get here with some of the battling that we've been doing. So he's going to get his best chance to look good. I just like to see him skate, use his legs, get great skating, and then move the puck as quickly and efficiently as he can.
What's the benefit of a Matt Hendricks? Just that... wise veteran player, I guess, or what is the thing that
Matt Hendricks, for me, has already made the players around him better in that he completely has embraced the role of that bottom six forward guy, that role player. So he practices differently than some of our young bottom six guys who still practice like they did when they were on the number one line on their junior or their college teams. So you can see it in the guys that skate on his wings or the guys that he kind of works with on the ice. They do everything as hard as they can, and practice is a place where they drive the pace in practice. So I think he's already had an impact on our team. Keep him out of the down low. I look a lot what it did for Matty Perreault, right? Matty Perreault was a center iceman, and he can play center ice. And we were concerned at some point last year that even Matty's injury was a function of him being down low and a lot of the battling that he had to do. Skilled guy. He's got some good quickness, and he can make plays. He doesn't have to do the same kind of grinding down low in his end of the ice. The challenge for Nicky will be on the boards in our end of the ice because you got some pretty big defensemen closing on the air there, but he's got hands and he's got skill. He needs to make that adjustment, getting the pucks off the wall. But it will, in the offensive zone, free him up a little bit to use some of those skills. So we think it'd be a good position for him.
What kind of growth have you seen in Jack Rossovic from last year's camp to this?
Well, Jack has, and I'm not going through everybody, but Jack has absolutely outstanding fitness numbers. So to the point that his summer, we're asking a lot of questions about how he did it. His numbers were fantastic. And he plays a thinking man's game at center, but now he's going to be able to push and go a little bit harder in the corners and some of the battling things and survive. I mean, he's a smart guy. Center iceman takes some time to learn that craft before you step into the NHL, but we're really pleased. For such a young man, he's incredibly professional.
As this roster has got deeper over the years, how has that changed, or has it changed your philosophy on how you bring up guys like Kyle Connor and Jack Roslovic?
It's not so much my thinking, it's the competition that's there when they arrive. So there will come a point in time, and we're moving into it, where good young players are going to play in the American League to develop. And when they do that, they'll come in, and they'll actually not necessarily come in a fourth-line role then, right? They won't work their way in. We've had opportunity here over the last 2 years especially where young players played minutes. They hadn't necessarily become that kind of player. So Nick Batan, for an example, we don't view him as a fourth-line guy. That was the hole that we had for him. We've got other young guys playing ahead of him, so... You know, Patty Liney's going to get that ice right now. Blake Wheeler clearly is going to get that opportunity. So you'll start coming in and you'll play in the American League a little longer, really define your role. So if you're a scored guy, you're a scorer, you're going to play in a scorer's role in the American League. When you come up, that's the job that you're going to be trying for. You're not going to be looking to knock out the penalty-killing guy. Should make both teams better.